guys, welcome to the Years in Between
with me, Loretta Marianne,
and me, Yacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast
where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
So, how are you, Yacinta Jerry? How's your week been? I know it's been eventful.
Yeah, last week was a really good week for me.
Tell us.
So it was a 2-day working week, and you know when you work less, you're more happy. But I thank God for my job, obviously. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know, if you paid attention in last week's episode, you would know that me and Loretta had plans.
Mm-hmm.
We had arrangements.
Need to make some arrangements.
Yeah. So went to Loretta's house after work on Tuesday evening.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a good cute evening. We got fish and chips.
But the woman put vinegar on my fish and chips. Yeah. And if you guys remember, I don't know if I added it in,
but
I mentioned I don't like vinegar in it.
She got PTSD. Oh, I mentioned you having PTSD, but they don't know that you don't like vinegar. So yeah, Loretta does not like vinegar. And to be fair, it was her first day working. She said that she's new at the role.
Yeah, but I didn't hear that. I just thought, do you know what it is? Because when I told her, it was like she was almost rushing. So I was like, are you actually listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she clearly wasn't listening to what I'd said.
No.
But it wasn't too much vinegar that I couldn't like hide.
Luckily,
it with the salt.
I feel like the vinegar's up. The vinegar's up where you live. They could just be a bit watered down, mate, because it just is the type of demographic that lives there. But
you're bad, that's okay then.
But yeah, so we
had all right, and I had battered sausage for the first time.
Yeah, we had battered sausage and found out it was halal, which is good.
I wish I'd actually, I'm happy that I tried the battered sausage, but like I feel like a good bit of haddock would have been nice.
Yeah, I think next time we can grab a haddock.
I told my mum about how they take card, because before, for the longest time, they only took cash, and then when I went with Centre, they actually had the card machine. I said, and it's so bad that I know that now, because then beforehand I was like, oh, I can't get, like, because obviously I only have card, but now I know that they take card.
Yeah,
I could just, it's literally like a 2-minute walk from where I live. It's just so bad.
Oh yeah, it literally is.
Yeah.
And then we like tried other snacks and we got back to your house. No, we didn't. Yeah, we did.
We got the hi-chew. The one that somebody said that she didn't want to try last time. She didn't want me to buy, shall I say, but she wanted to try it.
I was like, oh, I really like this idea. And Norris was like, so do I.
But yeah, we got another brand of that. We tried cream soda.
Yeah, Loretta didn't like it.
I just wanted to know what the hype. So many people like that, but
yeah, I don't mind cream soda, I'm not gonna lie.
Do you know what it is? It's giving, it would have to be the very last drink available, and I was feeding for something sweet, and there's nothing else in the house for me to like have.
Do you like ting?
No, I feel like that was a bit too sour because the grapefruit, no.
So which one out of the two? Cream soda or ting?
I probably would go for cream soda in that situation.
Yeah.
But who would have bought the ting in the house?
People like ting.
But in my household, I don't know who would have bought it in the house, so I'd be a bit confused.
And then we actually watched He's Not That Into You.
I watched it. Someone else was sleeping.
I fell asleep, but like towards the end.
No, she's so fake.
I had a long day. Give me Gary's.
100%. There's no problem if I've fallen asleep, but it's actually kept pretending that she'd watched the scene.
No, I did though.
No, you'd be like, oh yeah. I'd be like, no, Cesar, that was like 15 minutes ago. And then she would take the remote and go back. How crazy and feral is that? No decorum.
No, but it was a really good movie. Like, I'm so upset I did fall asleep because I didn't even know that I fell asleep. I just woke up.
I wanted to continue watching it the next day, but then I don't know if the scenes were a bit too risque, and obviously like my parents were there, so I was like,
yeah, he's not that into you, girls. If he doesn't call you after the first date, see if you get home safe, he's not that into you.
Yeah.
If
he doesn't text you, if he doesn't call you, if he doesn't try.
doesn't try. Yeah, that's bare minimum. I feel like if he doesn't ask you how your day's,
that's stuff. If he doesn't text or call you, expect that to come naturally. But really and truly, in today's society, if he doesn't text or call you, he's really, because we literally have computers in our hands. Rest my case, because what else? I don't think we got that far. Like, we literally went for, like, if he doesn't, I guess, talk about marriage or something, because the marriage one.
Yeah, there was a marriage one.
Yeah.
If he's staying home. No, if he's staying at work late hours, and it's a new habit of his, he may have lost interest in you.
But also he could have got like another project, but he had to have communicated that. If he doesn't communicate,
yeah, if there's no communication, he's not lying to you.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched it and you're like thinking like, is this, just watch She's Not That Into You. And she,
but also girls, I feel like the main lesson in that movie is, as females, we can really like make excuses run for with a
it.
Man
romanticize it.
Yeah, exactly. So we need to like be real with ourselves. Like the advice that you give your friends when you see that something's wrong is advice that, is the type of advice you should take on board. Because if you can see red flags in someone else's relationship but you're blind to your own, I know that, you know, love, feelings can make you feel blind, but also girls, stand up, because yeah, I feel like
so true.
It, the movie was set in the early 2000s, and even back then, like, the whole lie of if he's rude to you, he likes you. Guys, yeah, I understand, like, they might not know how to express their feelings and whatnot, but
there's other ways to go about doing it.
Yeah, don't allow 100%. The rudeness to make you feel like, or give you a validation that he likes you, because if he's being rude to you at this grown age, most times it's you guys interact,
also, kindness, don't take kindness to mean that, because a lot of the time, sometimes, like, especially on social media, people are like, oh, for men, if they're kind to you, it's because they like you. But also, just as much as that could be true, that could be false.
Christian men are very kind.
So, like, don't just assume mean that every because Christian they're man kind likes you, to you. Sis, yeah, like,
it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And guys as well, just because a woman's kind to you, just because she smiles and laughs at your jokes, you might actually just be funny.
Yeah.
You could. It might not be that she likes you.
Yeah, she could just be being polite.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, anyways, yeah, it was a good movie.
So, side note, the fact that you mentioned that, I'll send you that TikTok that I saw where it's like how with black women, well, I don't know if it's applied to other, but I'm speaking from the girl who was talking. She was just saying for like black women, we get taught to attach rather than to be in a relationship. But we get taught to attach rather than to be in a relationship. And she was like, because the woman herself on TikTok, she's in her early 30s, she's like, I've only just now learned how to date, because so much, like, in the early years, you go from being taught, like, avoid men, avoid men, avoid men, don't do men, don't do men, and you just get taught, okay, now I want grandkids, and now you have to skip, hop, leap, and jump, and now know how to suddenly understand how to be and interact with men in that way, but then it falls into some sort of attachment in, like, in a sense of, how can I be perfect for him, and you somewhat end up losing yourself trying to be what they want. But really what you need is somebody's like, how can I be myself to my fullest, do they fit into my life rather than do I fit into theirs. And it was guys, I'll be on TikTok, so I don't know if I've like scrolled too far for me to now find it, because I can't remember her name and her handle or whatever. But yeah, sorry, carry on with your week.
Wednesday I trekked an hour and a half away. When I thought staying at yours would make my journey shorter.
So did I.
No, it made it probably the same sort of length.
But at least we spent time together. That's what mattered.
Exactly. Yeah, we did spend time together.
yeah, guys, sorry, can I just say this? Sorry, can I say this? No, because remember when we were like in the shop, and then I was like, oh, you're gonna stay in like the other room, because there's another, like, there's this other room.
No, you didn't say.
No, you were talking. You were talking like, oh yeah, when we go to sleep, like how I said.
Yeah, let's reenact. So we're in Tesco, right? Shopping for snacks, whatever. And we're just talking, and I was like, oh, by the way, Loretto, I've got prayer at 5:30 a.m. so I'm gonna go in the other room. And she was like, I thought you were going.
I thought you were sleeping
in the other room. And I was like, oh, don't we do like, we normally like sleep together.
When there was a whole other room with a whole other bed, with a whole other space that she could be in, that, which obviously, because we're having a sleepover.
Yeah.
Because I've got like a 3/4 bed. If I had like a healthy double, easy, I would have been like, calm, but it ain't that. So I was just like, What's the reason for jamming ourselves in the space where we could, like, I was just like, 5:30, girl, no way.
Yeah.
That was so funny. But anyway, carry on, you were saying.
So I did sleep in the other room, and she's like, oh, text me when you wake up. So I did, I text you early in the morning, and you woke up, like, a bit after.
Yeah, like 20 minutes after.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I trekked an hour and a half later, we're further away, to do my hair. So my friend did my hair, she did a half up half down that curly do for me, and it was really cute. After that we went Nando's. Then I trekked back home, got home late.
Hey, I saw your location. I said, is she still there?
Yeah, like literally. So Thursday morning, my friends came to my house to do their makeup. I did their makeup because we were all going to a wedding. We were going to my friend's parents' wedding. And it was such a beautiful, romantic...
You guys dress well. Like, the pictures I saw of, like, you and your friends, like, too good. Thingy's dressed in the yellow. Like, the yellow complemented her skin. So,
it was really good.
Yeah.
So the day was really romantic. It was just so beautiful to see, like, older adults, like, we are adults but they're not elderly, like, older adults in love and still in love after decades being together, and just to be in, like, such an environment with my girls, it was really nice. Like, from morning till night, I really enjoyed my day.
I'm glad you had a nice time.
And yeah, so Friday was my day of, like, laying and just chill. And yeah, Friday night I had an all-night prayer session. So I went to that, and it was just...
How long does that last for?
10 till 5 a.m. You got to war in the spirit. You need to tarry. You need to pray with the Lord. Like,
sleep is a very important thing, though, as well, though.
But so is prayer.
Yeah, I hear that, but it's like... Wow.
I think it's just how you see it. Like, yes, I had the whole Saturday to sleep.
Okay, fair. So I didn't realise. I thought it was like, even though you said it was Friday, my man, I think you had work the next day and you just sort of had it.
No. But also, prayer is so important. I really like this description of prayer. I'm going to try to describe it the same way that this pastor did, but whatever. When you're producing a film, right? And let's say it's an action film, and obviously, like, we know action movies, they always have effects and they're always fighting impossible fights that they cannot do. Mm. But obviously, in the physical, they're, like, using, like, these things to kind of, like, pretend or, like,
imitate it.
Yeah, imitate the actions that are going on. Or let's say there's a scene where you're fighting the what would the person be? Not conductor. Your person telling you what to do.
Director.
Director would be like, Loretta, okay, in, like, when they say this line, you have to go like this or whatever.
Mm.
So you're doing that physically. And then when the film's, like, created, edited, produced, whatever, and it's ready to, like, be released, and you watch it and you see all of the effects added on. The pastor was basically saying, you praying is you at that point of filming, you're producing, and the effects of the prayer are, like, the side effects or the effects that you would see in the film. So, like, you kind of
do the work beforehand, and the prayer, like,
it will manifest later on. Also, another way to view prayer is, like, the way that you would deposit money in your savings. Like, you're saving for something, you're saving for a rainy day. You also pray for something,
you have the backlog, like, stock it up, so then you have your So, I hear it, I understand, like, I get what you mean. I was just that, like, through the whole night, like, I don't know how y'all stay awake.
I feel like, when you start praying, not gonna lie, I did get tired, but when you start praying and you start tarrying in spirit, you get some sort of energy.
Well, I hear that. Props to you, to all of you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
Amen.
I really like all night prayers. Like, if we go spiritual, we talk about the watch hours and certain angels release and when the enemy likes to attack, etc. I could go down there. But Saturday, I went to have roast.
How was it? Where did you go?
Guanabana.
I knew you went. You know, when I saw that plate, I knew that was Guanabana.
It was so delicious, guys.
I screamed and shouted about this plate. I said, oh my gosh, we need to go.
When have you ever said that to me?
Don't even... Oh.
You've never said that to me.
I even showed you pictures.
When? Because I
was... Tell the truth and shame the devil right now.
I'm telling my truth, the truth I know.
But the truth you know is far from the real truth.
When did you show me this? I've never heard of Guanabana in my life.
I've screamed, the one in North London by Camden, I've screamed in the chat. I probably have physics of us talking about it, you know.
Really?
And I just, like, deleted it.
Guanabana?
Yeah, Guanabana. I call it Guabanas. Because that's the place I went with Creed. Do you not remember? And I said we got a roast and it was, like, Jamaican infused.
Yes, you did. But I don't know if you've said that with me. Like, you want to go there with me.
Then why the hell would I bring it up to you?
I want you to say that, you know. But it was really nice. We should
go. It was delicious. I looked at the plate and I was like, I couldn't see the plantain on it.
Oh, it was hidden.
Oh, I was just like, oh, maybe she didn't go. Because I didn't want to believe that you staked me again.
Oh, thank you for having faith in me. But honestly, the truth that I had is that it was not mentioned. I didn't know about Guanabana until 2 weeks ago because my friend, she said that she was going Guanabana, and so I went with my friend on Saturday.
It's great to know that you don't hear me when I speak.
But you can, no, sorry, Larissa, I'm going to open my ears. But also, we're going to go, okay? And when we go, it'll be on me. It'll be on me.
I don't want to go.
Fine, I said it.
No, because she doesn't want to go with me.
I just said I'll pay for you.
No, you can pay for me, but it's the, I want her to want to go with
me. I do want to go with you. What do you want me to do?
I'm joking. What the hell? I'm joking. Yeah, we can go.
Yay! But it was so delicious. Like, what did you get?
I got the beef.
Yeah, I got beef too, but I'm not gonna lie, I had the jerk chicken. The jerk chicken was,
do you know what, it's because I've had jerk chicken so much in my life, like I was just like, and the beef tastes so good. Rarely do you have like jerk beef, like you don't.
Yeah, it's true. The beef was good, I'm not gonna lie, but I did prefer the jerk chicken.
I preferred the beef. I tried the jerk chicken too though, and I was just like, it just tastes like jerk chicken to me.
But and the gravy
with the plantain and the Yorkshire pudding and the vegetables. Did you get the mac and cheese on the sides?
No, my friend said that as well, like, why didn't we get the mac and cheese? But when we go together, we can get mac and cheese. I was gonna say the Yorkshire pudding should be bigger.
I feel like it was perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I don't mind a bigger Yorkshire though. I do love me some Yorkshire pudding.
I do love Yorkshire, but... and they should give you more plantain. A bit stingy with plantain.
Yeah, but do you know what it is? I feel like because I had like the mac and cheese, I had like so many things that I could. So no, I was like, I'm not gonna lie.
I know that when I'm pregnant, I'm going to eat that place down,
bro.
Like, you might, you could even propose to me there. I don't mind. Give me some good food
honestly,
after.
Honestly?
I don't mind. They literally, like, and they give you sweets after.
Yeah.
Guanabana's, guys, if you haven't been there, it's find so yourself good. There.
I'll actually, I've literally still got the picture on my phone. I think I've got it as my favourite on my phone, because every time I look at it, it makes me so hungry.
I'm going to show you my picture. Yeah.
Oh, and do they have like African plantain?
Fanta.
Yeah, Fanta. I was thinking, yeah, I was like, yeah. I can't remember if I had that, if I was imagining that, but...
No, guys, it was good.
Bro, there's just... Guys, tell me it doesn't look lame.
Yeah.
And if you say it doesn't look lame, you're lying.
They're lying. You're hating. Did you get well done?
Of course. What do you think?
I was thinking to try it.
Maybe I didn't mean it because I can see it a little bit.
Yeah. But I think I want to try it a bit pink.
Medium well. Nothing less. I've tried medium before, I think.
Yeah, I've tried medium.
And it was too chewy. I don't like chewy meats. I don't like the fat on meat either.
I love the...
I don't like things that... Do it reminds... I won't say what it reminds you of. But it's just a lot of chewing that I just don't like doing, so...
A lot of chewing that I don't like doing.
The rest of your week? Sorry, I keep cutting you every time you talk about your week.
Yeah, Sunday. Obviously, I was at the Lord's house.
Amen.
And after church, a couple of people filmed for an upcoming church event that we have, and I filmed, I had a moustache on.
I think I saw some bits of you, like, when you posted to Friends Only on TikTok. Was that when you were doing that filming? I was just like, she said, and it's like, you did the thing, like, I think you did the...
thing wrong.
Yeah, I was just like, girl, come on there. That was funny to watch, I liked it.
What about you?
Obviously, we spoke about how we saw each other, which was lovely and stunning. Beautiful time was had. This girl's too funny, guys. She got me Maltesers. This girl's way too young.
I actually wasn't. Reasonable time.
No. Obviously, it was a reasonable time, but she wanted those for real. Because, what was it? We were sat down watching the thing, and you literally just sat back down. I know you probably remember, like, oh, like, one set that went. But when I was like, oh, should we get the Maltesers? This girl jumped. she could have flew into the kitchen because I put them in the fridge. She literally flew and collected them. And we enjoyed them together. I mean, it was quite nice.
We discussed an ad, a possible ad that Maltesers should consider.
Yeah, like, the way we were sat and the way we were enjoying was very much so advert energy.
Yeah, advert. Like, guys, how do you eat your Maltesers? Do you let them melt in your mouth or do you bite?
Or do you bite them in half and, skin them. Yeah. And then, there's so many ways.
What ways?
You could just put them in the microwave and heat them up. And then have them like kind of soft, so when you bite them, it's already like a soft sort of. That's not Maltesers. That's minstrels. Because minstrels have the crunchy bit. If you put them in the microwave, make the inside go soft. You have the crunch of the outside and the inside's gooey. What a beautiful combination.
Mm. I haven't had Mitchell's in ages. Same. Why am I associating Guanabana with my pregnancy? I've not even been pregnant yet. I don't know.
Maybe it's God telling you something. About to be an auntie.
Well, how was the rest of your week?
Yeah, I went to the seaside, which was, like, the weather was really nice.
It was so hot. I'm joking.
It was so hot. And I went. We went to this restaurant that... I've been to the seaside, like, a couple times. I never noticed this restaurant.
Every time you talk about the seaside, I just think about the fresh donuts that you get at Fort
Park. Do you remember we went to Brighton, we got the donuts?
Mm. We need to do that again. That was
great. That's literally where I want to go, like...
We actually should do Brighton one day in July.
No, we should do Folkestone over Brighton, bro.
Okay, fine.
Folkestone is so much more better than Brighton.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. And they've got the beef, shredded beef on top of the chips. The rest of the week, what have I been up to? Oh my gosh, I haven't, like, nothing particularly done, but, like, our younger cousins finished her uni exam, so I got to speak to her on FaceTime properly for the first time in what feels like 500 years. Aww. You know, Ngalongalongola, and she did that, amen. But that was, like, really nice, and we, like, caught up. It was meant to be, like, a short cue conversation because I was meant to go back to work. But with these girls, yeah, it's never, like, with the cousins, it's never a short conversation, is it? So
unless you actually need something.
Yeah, or if, like, you're literally about to hop on a call for work or something, yeah. You have to actually end it. But yeah, side note, there's something I've, like, gotten into that I actually wrote down so I could, like, mention it here. Since I was young, like, my dad's into physics and he likes physics and all that. Really? Stuff. Yeah, like the work that he does for work.
Yeah,
he, like, you know, and he's always been into, like, the universe and stuff, and I've always taken to that from, like, a young age. And, like, the cosmos and all that lot. And then over, like, from when I was younger, he told me about, and I came to learn about as well, like, Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he's this black astrophysicist. And he did this series time ago called Cosmos, where he talks about, like, the journey of how we got to life today. But, like, from the perspective of, like, the universe. And it's so interesting, like, the way he does it. I've watched it twice. I feel like enough time's gone by where I could watch it again. It could feel like watching it for the first time, which I actually deep the other day, and I was like, I'm gonna rewatch it again. But he has this, I only thought he had it on TikTok, because I used to see it on TikTok and binge watch it on TikTok. But then I was like, let me check YouTube and see if he has it on YouTube. And he has it also on YouTube. It's called Star Talk. And he just talks about, like, stuff about the universe, or just talks about, like, concepts and, like, consciousness, and, like, it's just, I don't know, like, one of the other ones that I recently watched was, like, was it, what would happen if our sun was a different color, like, what would, like, I don't know, it was just, like, really interesting stuff. I was just like, OMG, like, this. And then there's another one I wrote it down. Oh, this other YouTube channel, I don't know if you know, do you know the YouTube channel called Wired? I was about to say Weird Wired, but they do, like, a lot of other stuff. I've, like, known of the YouTube channel for, like, ages. Also, maybe they're, like, a magazine, I can't remember. But they've got this series called, like, Tech Support. But they'll have, like, specialists or doctors, whatever, scholars in certain fields, and just talk about it. And because I mentioned last week I was ill, guys, I thought I was on the up and up, as I mentioned in that episode, but I actually was not. I was very much so still ill. And I really got into this series where they just have, like, I don't know, one of the first one I watched of it was, like, this woman, she's a doctor in ancient Egypt. But she's, like, in that whole, like, she specializes in that whole period of time and, like, hieroglyphics and, like, the people that, you know, Cleopatra and all that lot. And she was just talking about all that stuff, and I was just like, it's just so interesting. And then, like, the specialists in, like, I don't know, orangutans or something will come on and, like, they'll talk about it. And it's just, it's so much fun to, like, I don't know why I find it interesting, but I find it really cool. And that's just something that I've, like, discovered, and I really enjoy watching and listening to that. So that's how my week's been. A lot of discovering, a lot of
having fun facts about,
yeah,
different.
That's like, it kind of relates back to you, that episode where you're, yeah, like, I have a lot of unnecessary knowledge.
You prophesied but, yourself, didn't you?
No, but it's just very much so. It's so fun. Like, you, I'm actually going to send you. I actually want you to watch the episode of the YouTube. It was so good. Like, I know she said something where it was like, you know, Tutankhamun. Mm-hmm. Have you heard, like, he wasn't back when he was alive. He wasn't really that much like that amazing. Like, nobody really cared for him like that. But the reason why, like, obviously the discovery of his tomb and everything was so, like, OMG. Like, if he actually was somebody of significance, his tomb probably wouldn't have survived because people would have obviously, like, hated on him and tried to destroy it. But because he clearly didn't mean as much as we may potentially have thought he did, was literally because, like, no one cared and it preserved it. And now we have, like, obviously evidence of that time, so...
Damn.
It's just cool stuff, as you know. I was just like, oh, that's actually quite interesting because survived thousands of years because nobody rated him too tough. Mad. But yeah, that's my week. Anyway, okay, guys. Now, should we talk about what book we're reading?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say it?
We're reading a book called Open Water.
Bye.
By Caleb
Azuma Nelson.
Azuma Nelson.
But
we've only read two chapters,
mm-hmm.
and they're not quite extensive chapters.
Mm.
So we got, I don't know. I just got to the front page of chapter three.
Fairs.
I didn't go further than that. Did you?
No, I didn't. I actually stuck to life. I really didn't. Yeah.
How do you feel about it already? I don't know. Like,
I love that it's from the male perspective.
Yeah,
like we're seeing it from the guy rather than the girl.
I do as well, but in terms of like keeping me engaged,
he's very poetic with how he speaks. So it's just
I'm not a poetic person. Like,
say what you mean and what you say.
But I'm just like, because I'm also trying to picture the scene that he's setting.
I can really visualize it, like.
I visualize it when
summer evening.
Okay, so let's describe the character that we're reading about. We don't know his name yet.
No.
We don't know his name yet, but I presume he's a black man.
Yeah. He's the cover of the book literally is a black man and a black woman, so anything other, I don't know.
Black man and black woman?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a black man.
I swear it's the half of it's a, yeah, half it's the man, half it's the woman.
Aye. So, it's a black man.
Mm.
He's a photographer.
Yeah.
This first scene is, I don't know if this is in the,
Prologue.
But they're at a barbershop.
Yeah, that's in the prologue when they're at the barbershop.
Yeah, so they're in the barbershop and they're
like, you guys are in something. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but you guys are in something.
I feel it's a Jamaican barber.
I know you got that vibe too, but why?
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't remember reading that.
Are you doing? No, I'm just trying to imagine, like, trying to set the scene. So
yeah, I don't imagine like an AFBA would be like, you guys are into, like, you guys are in something. Yeah. Like, that's definitely, yeah, I see what you're saying. But born and raised here in the UK.
Yeah, born and raised here in the UK,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, she's getting her hair cut.
Mm.
And he's waiting for her, I presume. Chapter one.
Then chapter one flashes back to when they first met, like, when they're at the
brief encounter.
Yeah. He reiterated that twice and I was just like, I literally highlighted it because the way he literally said it twice in the same way, and now you both negate as too brief an encounter.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
But it was so significant for him. Obviously, we don't know her perspective yet, but for him, it done something. So, okay, cool.
That reiterates how, like, really and truly, any brief encounter can really fold out into something.
No, for real. Mental. Or any beef. Any brief moment in your life could be such like, a
wow.
Yeah. Okay, so how did they meet?
They met at I think it's one of his boy's birthdays or something.
That he was
at the bar
hired for.
Yeah, like as a photographer for. Mm. And then she was just one of the girls that he saw was at the bar or somewhere standing. Yeah. I can't remember.
No, I don't think she was smoking. But chapter two reveals that
what?
She's his friend's girl.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if you were saying that or not. I was a bit confused. Like.
Okay, no, we need to explain the brief encounter. The brief encounter that really had him head sprung by this female that we don't know her name yet.
He asked to get introduced to her.
Okay.
Because he's just like, I don't normally do this,
but oh, yeah, you pull
I need
your
you to introduce
Samuel to the
me
side.
To your friend.
So why didn't Samuel say anything? Like, if you're asking Samuel to pull the girl, Samuel could have been like, that's my girl.
That's so true.
Or.
Maybe they were too drunk and they had like a drunken moment later on.
What, Samuel and the girl?
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. Like, oh, mate, yeah, it's giving that.
But then even if you're drunk, I don't know, would you not remember that your boy
that's
was feeling
like,
that
is, Samuel's not really giving that.
Like, he's a good friend in that way. Because why would you say that? And then he says, definitely somewhere you'd be more likely to call home. But as in home, as in the person, like her. He's so poetic in how he says things, guys. Like, how you were mentioning. It's just so, like...
I don't like riddles. It's not really a riddle.
I love
but,
it. Like,
I can't.
I just love, like...
I don't know. Anyways,
stunning.
So they meet and they have a small, like, less than 2 minute conversation.
Mm.
He gets pulled away to take pictures of what's going on, the birthday girl, birthday boy, whatever. And then he tries to look for her again. He can't find her.
Mm.
He goes to the corner of the bar, pub.
And he knows he's got a crush.
Yeah.
But he says, meeting someone on a summer's evening is like giving a dead flame new life. Like, it's the wrong season to have a crush because people be outside and you actually don't know. Like, the loyalties are literally all over the gaff if you meet someone in summer. It's actually so techie.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the perfect time to meet someone is October, November, late September maybe, but October, November.
I think that's perfect
October.
Time for you to ask me to be your girlfriend.
That's that also, but I would imagine you date before you get to that point.
Yeah,
but
for
I'm
sure.
Saying,
I
mean, like,
a perfect time for me personally to meet my man would be in summertime because it's far away from my birthday and hopefully his birthday's not around the corner because I don't like when we start speaking and your birthday's first. But also, because your birthday's first and you've just started speaking, I don't need to do anything for you. It depends.
So there's a shoes on the other...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It depends.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you meet in October, you've got like November, December, January, like you've got like a good few months. So by the time you get to your birthday, by the time you get to summer, by the time you get to their birthday, it's like perfectly in place.
Imagine like meeting someone in summer and you have the summer night walks, you have like ice cream, you have all of those things that you're meeting them, and like winter's the time that you like snuggle up and like watch movies.
But then you'll get that the winter. But the thing I'm just thinking, I guess, from the perspective, like, if you meet them in summer, it's like you can catch all these feelings for them in doing those summer night walks, but it's like everything is so like I don't know.
I think
summer, like, it's just like because then you find out, oh, they're going to be outside DLT next week,
not
or they're
my
gonna,
man.
But I'm just saying
that's what I'm saying, like that I think that's where there's a difference because I wouldn't, my man nor myself would be going to those places.
Okay, fair. That's valid. That's
if
valid.
Anything, it would be like, oh, I'm worried that he's going to another church event and then there's someone else that prays harder than me. Do you know what I mean?
That's valid. But I guess that's what I was thinking, like, oh, because then rightfully so, they could be chopping life, enjoying life as they should be. But it's like, and as you should be too, because you shouldn't stop living. But yeah, it's just one of them things where it's like, by that point, I'd trust you enough, like, if you're, obviously, like you're saying, that's not the type of guy, but like, I know if you're going out with your boys, like, I trust you enough to not do dumb rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I just think different realities, different perspectives.
This would actually be a good question for you, but I don't know if you want to answer it. It's literally a question in the book because obviously how he feels about the girl and like he's feeling a strong attraction towards her. And then he asks himself in his mind, how does one shake off desire? To give it a voice is to sow a seed, knowing that somehow it will grow. So how do you shake off desire?
We've all been there.
Why? Like, are you okay? Guys, but how do you shake off, like, how do you shake it off?
Well, desire.
And this is, I guess, relating to physical desire. What is physical desire specifically? Because if you've got a desire to succeed, don't ever shake that one off. Amen.
Amen. Physical desire. Obviously, I don't want to go down the route of lust.
Don't
so, obviously, bar lust, Yeah.
If like, if
you're handling with lust, read your word.
Leave that with God, submit you to, and God. Submit you to God.
But if it's physical desire, like let's say, for the Christian girls, let's do it as you have this crush on a guy, but the Lord says he's not the guy for you. You have to shake that off. Do you know what I mean? So I think, obviously, we know that if the Lord says, then the Lord goes. But to shake it off physically, I just think you have to keep reminding yourself. I don't know, but this one is different because, like, there's infinite what ifs. Like, he could meet her tomorrow, he could meet the next day, he could meet at the next booking. Like, do you know what I mean? So I think for him, I don't know, like, that's hard. How would you say that? How do you shake it off? Like, you just
keep busy.
Yeah, stay keep busy. It's true. But I like to relive moments. So I know I'll be like...
No, but even... But the thing is, if you keep busy, like, cool, you relive... Yeah, like, you might be, like, an opportunity to relive it. But, like, oh, since I, like, I need you to, like, stay busy.
Yeah, stay busy. If but for how long? Until you just totally forget about her.
Till it's less recurrent. Like, till it's less in your mind. Till you have less of a... Like, even if it's on your mind while you're doing things, at least you're doing something. Don't be crouched at home and just... laid there or sat there and just have yourself wallowing
away. Read your word, pray.
Like, stay busy, go gym, exert energy, make yourself tired.
Yeah.
So that
pray, worship, read your word.
Oh, you're too funny, right?
Or like totally ignore their existence, bro. Like that didn't happen. It was like some sort of fantasy that you had. And keep saying, take care of yourself. If it's God's will, God's will, God's will, God's will.
Please, please. And then at a later point, he does say, what is better than believing you're heading towards love? I guess that feeling. Oh my gosh, I spoke.
I'm falling for you, and I can't help it anymore.
I don't know this song she's singing.
Like Krypton Conan back in the day.
No, I didn't listen to Krypton Conan.
For you. This was like back 2014 or something. And
I didn't listen to Krypton
Conan. Guys used to wear like jackets that had long backs. Like
the only Krypton Conan song that I knew that's in it is Robbery.
One's like, it's a robbery.
No.
Oh.
With Abracadabra in it. Mando taught my rock.
Okay, yeah,
whatever. Whatever they chat like, that's for yeah, take me up on. That's a gym song, guys. Not me.
She said I'm falling
for you. I can't hide it. I can imagine myself like falling on the bed.
Cause I missed the way.
Cause I missed the way I can. Yeah.
No, but like, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, the moment that you feel, you realise that you love somebody, I could imagine it being amazing.
Yeah, like, but I guess it's simultaneously scary because it's kind of like, whoa.
Loving should be unconditional. And remember, if you were here from the very beginning when we was reading, the course should be disliked. I think I mentioned that to love means it should be unconditional, and we learned in the book that the burdens, you shouldn't carry the burdens of someone else's decisions. Okay?
No, but I'm just saying it's scary to love in the sense of just deep in, like, oh my gosh, I feel this much towards another person.
I guess, yeah.
In like a different way, because obviously you love your parents, you love your siblings, you love your family, but to love a person in that way is like a whole other, like, kind of love.
Yeah, I think it'll be even more scary when you've got a child depending on you.
Well, yeah, and that love is just crazy.
Yeah. But,
yeah, I love the fact that this, like I mentioned before, like what we mentioned before, like the fact that it's from the guy's perspective. I like how it's poetic, others don't.
I might get used to it, I might get really into it, but we'll see.
Yeah. So, like, just the way, like, because he, I guess, speaks in, like, you know, like metaphors and stuff, it's just so like, it's just, I like literature like that, so that's why I'm just like, it's giving like, what do you call it, poetic lyricism. Bellissima.
But yeah.
Bellissimo. But yeah, guys, reading Open Water if you want to read along.
Why do you think it's called Open Water?
I feel like because it relates to, like, in the sense when it's like you can have like waves, but they can be very calm. It can have its moments of like harsh like parts, but then when the tide's high, then the tide's low, then it's But then there's also moments where it's so still and so calm and so perfect, but it's like they're all in sync. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many aspects of it, so I feel like it relates to the aspects of love and how you have your moments, you have your ups, your downs, your highs, your lows.
I love that.
But also your stillness where you can be together. What about you? What do you think?
I didn't think of it like that. That's really... I don't know if that's a given. That's
kind of I don't know if it's a given. That's when you... when you just asked me, I was just like, open balls on you. What did you think?
I just thought depth.
That's also a good thing, no? Because open water, like, it's deep. Like, love is deep. So, I don't feel like you give yourself enough credit, Rev.
Yeah, I just thought depth.
Yeah. And it's like, that's actually very true to... I didn't even think of, like that aspect of water either. Like, love's deep, bro.
Water is an element, like, you can't really control, as you were describing.
Exactly.
Nor can you control love.
And you can never, like, you can't stop it from going from where it wants to go. Like, you can put something in its way, but it will overcome or meander or do whatever it needs to do to get to where it wants to be. Like, you can't obstruct it.
Revelation.
Like, do you know what I mean? So we'll see. I'm actually so looking forward to this book, guys. I spoke to, I mentioned our cousin. I said to her, in the same way that we had my sister on when we finished Yinka and we got her opinion, we should have her on because she read the book a while ago.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. She was actually the one who recommended this book time to me. So it's been in like my library for like a while. So I feel like it would be like a nice one for her to come and talk on the pod about. But yeah, guys. Open water. Get the book if you want to read along.
Okay, guys.
That's the end of the episode.
We hope that you liked it. We hope that we made you laugh on this fine Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And please don't forget to
like share,
comment,
and subscribe. Our audio listeners,
please don't forget to rate us five stars.
That's been
the years in between. Have a blessed Sunday, guys. We'll see you next time.